Good morning. Welcome to another Read the Word, the majestic Word of God, the majestic Word of God. My. We are on day number 148, Saturday, the 28th of May, Memorial Day weekend. I want to remind you as a way to make sure this weekend, those of you here in America, that anytime you see a veteran wearing a hat or a shirt or coat or something that says that they are someone they have served, it's appropriate to say thank you for your service. I'll remind you that on Memorial Day, it's not the day to say happy Memorial Day. Veterans Day is the day we honor veterans, those living. The 4th of July is the day we celebrate our nation's birthday. That's a parade. That's a party. That's a barbecue. That's just living it up, fireworks. But Memorial Day is the day to honor the fallen. And it's just not appropriate to walk up to someone who's a family of the fallen and say, happy Memorial Day, because it's not a happy day for them. So I always like to say this every year to help people who've never been trained of what to say, to know. And you just say, thank you for your service. I appreciate the price that's been paid for my freedom. It's a great statement that says, for those who fought for it, freedom has a flavor that protected will never know. And you and I who are the protected, we must make sure we always are honoring them. Please never say, I know what you're going through. My dog or my cat died. That just, what am I doing? I'm giving you a bit of information to help you be more effective. Ask them about their loved one. They want to tell their story. Ask them and make sure you tell them. May God bless you for your service to our great nation, because everyone in that family is paying the price. They may have only had their son or their daughter serving, but everyone is paying that price for freedom, and it's the dearest price there is. The last full measure of devotion. And of course, they paid that. They put their life on the line so that you and I can have every day of our life. And Memorial Day marks the beginning of summer in most locations, and so all the things you do, they served for that. But remember to honor them, and that will be an honor. It's supposed to happen at noon in your prospective time zones on Memorial Day Monday. Well, here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer, and we'll begin our time this morning. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ, you, Jesus, may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. You can always see that prayer right there in the notes of the program. Psalm chapter 111. Today's a day of the Psalms. And today, as we read these Psalms, we're reading about God's righteousness and faithfulness in his justice and deliverance. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Have you ever noticed that when you gather together with the upright and with the righteous, it's a different assembly than when you gather together with the wicked? It's very much different. Verse 2, the works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. Another set of verses, I don't remember the reference, but he said, my covenant I will not break, nor alter what's come out of my mouth. He has declared to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. Verse 7. The works of his hands are verity and justice, truth and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. There's one of your verses for your descendants. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. For all of the naysayers that God wants you wealthy, there's wealth and riches and righteousness all in the same verse as different separate entities. Under the upright, there arises light in the darkness. He, that's capitalized, is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Notice that it doesn't say borrow. God always says, if you put your hand on a note, get it off. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked will perish. Verse 9 is 2 Corinthians chapter 9. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Righteousness and financial abundance in the same verse again. Psalm 113. The majesty and condescension of God. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, The Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He raises the poor out of the dust. He lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. When you see these psalms from the psalmist in the Old Testament, you know, this isn't David. You see them talk of God's righteousness, his justice, his recompense, and his hand against the wicked. And in our day, his hand wants to be against the wicked also. But we got to get somebody bold enough to stand up and say it. Here we go. Psalm 114. The power of God in his deliverance of Israel. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you fled? O Jordan, that you turned back? O mountains, that you skipped like rams, O little hills like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of waters. That ain't nothing but Red Sea, Jordan, and water out of the rock right there. And I like it. What ails you, sea, that you fled? Here we go. Psalm 115. The futility of idols and the trustworthiness of God. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name we give glory, because of your mercy, because of your truth. Why should the Gentiles say, where is their God? Our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. I love it. God's mocking them. They have ears, but they do not hear. Noses, but they do not smell. They have hands, but they do not handle. Feet, but they do not walk. Nor do they mutter in through their throat. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. See nothing, do nothing, taste nothing, have nothing. That's what God just said of those who trust in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and the shield. Verse 12. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless his house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both great and small. May the Lord give you increase more and more you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, who made heaven and earth. There's three good verses about your children. Verse 16, the heavens, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. That matches Genesis 1, 26 through 30. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor any who go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. I thoroughly enjoy this. You read the Bible from the front page to the back page, usually. And so you read all these Psalms together. I think it's very interesting that we're reading them in many different places. Well, actually where they were written. And it adds so much more when you picture Solomon. This is Solomon now, writing these Psalms from what's going on in his life. David writing the Psalms from what's going on in his life. It's the majestic word of God. That's what it is. Here we go. Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he has heard me, my voice and my supplication. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I shall call upon him as long as I live. The pains of death surrounded me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. Another one of those abundance verses. Our theme of the month and theme of the year is, behold, I'm coming quickly and my reward is with you. God is a God of rewards in every area of your life. Verse 8, for you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore I spoke. I am greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. Just so you know, I did not realize that Paul saying, I believed, therefore I spoke, was an Old Testament verse. My. Verse 12. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation, call upon the name of the Lord. I'll pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. God's not saying he wants you to die, but as you cross over into his arms, it's precious. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of the people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Bless, praise the Lord. Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Psalm 118. Now, this is the psalm that Jesus and the disciples sang as they went out. Remember how at the communion it says, and then they sang a psalm and went out? This is the one they sang right here, Psalm 118. Many scholars believe that. I do. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me. The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. Verse 8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Verse 10, this is Jesus. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. And he has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. Sounds like a modern worship song. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he's not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. Think about Jesus. He entered hell with the most perfect righteousness, and hell was not able to keep him bound. That's pretty amazing. And that's the righteousness that he gives you to live by. You don't have to try to beat this in your own strength. It won't work. Use Jesus' righteousness. Getting me preaching right there. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. 21. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Not cursed, not broke, not sorrowful, sadful. Blessed and to be envied. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever to all generations. Now, this is the part where I always call circle the wagons. As pull it all into a big circle. God's love and mercy and grace and justice his recompense, his vengeance on the wicked. These are all foundations of who he is. I mean, it literally just said to us, send now your prosperity, Lord. Why would God our Father want to do evil to us? He want us to be broke and suffer. Suffering does not honor our Father. Blessing does. Deuteronomy 28, I'm going to bless you when you come in and bless you when you go out. I'm going to bless you in the city and I'm going to bless you in the field. Bless you in the fruit of your body. I'm going to bless you in your cattle, in your storehouse, in your land. He said, I'm going to bless it when you cook food and your kneading bowl. I'm going to make you the head only and not the tail. Above and not beneath. You will lend to many nations and you will not borrow. What is wrong with our God wanting to bless you and me, his children? Not a thing. Not a thing. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Because we do that every time we come here. Maybe you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Maybe you've never asked God to get involved. Get yourself born again, where your spirit man comes alive to God. Pray this prayer with me. You'll be right with God when you are finished. Father, in the name of Jesus, you say, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. And I thank you for it. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Say it. And you rose again just for me. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Lord. All of your grace, all of your mercy, all of your love, all of your righteousness filling me. Filling me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I know you're experiencing it in here. You're like, wow, what's that all about? Well, you just asked Jesus, the light of the world, to come inside of you. He filled you with light. He's the author and finisher of your faith. He just filled you with faith and fear is gone. You said, all your love, mercy, grace, and righteousness fill me. And it just did. He loves you. You're not going to get what you deserve, but you are going to get what you don't deserve, his grace. He filled you with his righteousness so you can actually defeat sin in your life. Yeah. Yeah. And then he adopted you in his family, and you are literally an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. These aren't just words. This is reality. God Almighty just came and made his abode right here inside of you. Your responsibility from this day to the day he comes back to receive us is to walk with him every single day of your life. He lives in you. He's your resident teacher, your guide, your helper, your God. He's right here. That's why we bow our head when we pray, because we're seeing where God is. Because you are now the temple. You might say, Pastor, I don't understand all this. I know. But that's the cool thing about finding us, because we got over 600 videos already made that are very cool, open, friendly, just discussion times and teachings that is with a great group of believers that are just walking with God every day. And send me an email. Say, Pastor, help me walk with God. And I will get that done. We will get that done, all of us. If you're a female, my wife will help you. We've got many ladies here, and we will help you know how to walk with our God. That's our place in this world. Well, till we see you again tomorrow morning, remember, Sunday morning we have communion right here. Till we see you again, remember, all of our information's right there in the notes of the program, the website, my email. Go to the website. You can see the communion service there. I encourage you to receive communion every day. Links to all of our stuff. There is there in the notes a link to every one of these Read the Words so that you can catch up to us. And you can hear the Bible from Genesis all the way through to where we are now. I'm going to read the whole Bible in 1 year out loud. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, till we see you again, this is what we say. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. See you tomorrow morning.